today we're learning Pei Alf Amar Alf. We are 12 lines down into the page, on top of it. Okay, Amar Rav Malkin Al Yichud, right? That's what we're up to?
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav says the Gemara is going to bring a lot of dinim, a lot of specifics about Yichud. Malkin Al Yichud, a person gets Makas Mardus if he violates Yichud. What's the difference between Makas Mardus versus Malkus?
Makas Mardus is just... like the fake kind of Malkus.
Right, it's Drabanan. Correct. You get Malkus Mardus mi Drabanan. But ve'ein osran al yichud. If a married woman has yichud with another man, we do not make her asura to her husband based on that yichud alone. Amar avashi lo amaron ela biyichud penuya. This idea that you give Makas Mardus for yichud is only if you have yichud with a single girl. Aval biyichud de'eshes ish lo. But if a married woman has yichud, she does not get Malkus. Now, you would think it's worse if a married woman has yichud. Why would she not get Malkus Mardus? Shalote moti la'az al baneha. Because we don't want people to think that her children are mamzerim. It would cause her children to have a very terrible reputation. And we want to avoid that. Marzutra Malki. Marzutra would give Malkus to an Eishes Ish, to a married woman who had yichud. Umachris. But then, to compensate for the fact that he would give Malkus, he would also announce that that she didn't sleep with the guy, that she only had yichud with the guy, so that no one should think she was cheating on her husband and that the children are mamzerin. Amale Rav Nachman mi Parhatya the Ravashi. Rav Nachman Parhatya said to Ravashi, Mar Nami Lilki Vilachris, why don't you do the same thing Marzutra did? Give Malkus when a married woman has yichud and then make an announcement. And you don't have to worry about any bad reputations. Amar Le Ravashi said back to Rav Nachman, it's not going to help. Ika Deshama Baha Velo Shama Baha. Some people will hear about the fact that you gave her Malkus, but they will not hear about the fact that it was only because of Yichud and not because she slept with someone. Amar Rav, Malkin Lo Tova Hashmua. Someone who has a bad reputation, that he violates Averus, you can give him Malkus. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says that Eli HaKohen was yelling at his children when they when there was bad rumors going on about them, that he said to them, Al Banai Ki Lo Tova Hashmua. From the words albanai, we see that there's an iser to do things that give you a bad reputation. Sometimes people take the attitude, I'll do what I do as long as I know that I'm okay. I don't care what people say about me. No, it's an iser to create the impression that you're doing something wrong and have people say that you're doing something wrong. Marzutra, Mosavla, Marzutra, when he would give Malkus to a person who had a bad reputation, Mosavla Apsera Alksefe, he would put like an animal thing on the guy's shoulders to hold him down, Umakrile Albanai, and he would read the Pasuk Albanai to let it be known that this wasn't real Malkus, that this wasn't, that the guy didn't do an Avera per se, that the guy was only getting Malkus because of a bad reputation. That's why he would say the Pasuk of Albanai. So main point number one is that we only give Malkus to a single girl who has Yichud, but not to a married woman, because it will ruin a kid's reputation. Not to a married woman, because it would ruin a kid's reputation. Then we had a machlokas, whether you could rely on just announcing it. Okay, says Gemara further now. Halachos of Yichud. Amar Rabba, Bala bi'ir, ein chashu mishum Yichud. If the woman's husband is in town, you don't have to worry about a problem of Yichud. She could be alone in a room with a man without worrying about Yichud. Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah, ein chashu mishum Yichud. If the door is open to a public area, you don't have to worry about her being alone in the room with a man. So the Gemara is going to bring a story which is going to be used as a question on this din, that if a husband is in town, you don't have to worry about Yichud. Says Gemara, is that really true? Rav Bibi Ikla Lebe Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi was once by Rav Yosef's house. Basar Dekaruch Rifta, after they ate their bread on the top floor of the house, and Rav Yosef and his wife went down to the house, Amar Lahu, Rav Yosef said to the people in the house, Shkule Dargo Mitose Bivi, take the ladder away from under where Bivi is. Bivi's in the top floor. Take the ladder away so Bivi won't have access to the house, because I don't want him to be alone in the house with my wife who's on the bottom floor. So, Frek the Gemara Vahama Rabbah, Balabir in Choshim Shem Yichud. But didn't we say that if as long as the husband's in town, you don't have to worry about Yichud? So what's Rav Yosef concerned about to take the ladder away? Rav Yosef may leave the house, but he's not leaving town. So why is this a problem? Answers the Gemara, Shaini Rav Bibi, Dishushvinte Havai V'Gaisa Bei. Rav Bibi was different because he had a very close relationship with the Rav Yosef family, and therefore he had a close relationship with the wife, and there is a more of a comfort level. So Bala Beir doesn't help when there's already a comfortable relationship with the wife and this guy. Amar Rav Kana, the Gemara brings other dinim relating to Yichud. So actually, main point number two would be, if either the husband's in town or the door is open to a public area, there is no problem of Yichud. Amar Rav Kana, Anashimi b'chutz v'nashimi b'fnim. If men are in an outer room that has a doorway to the outside, and women are in the inner room, that the only way to get out of the inner room is to go through the outer room, ein choshim mishum yichud. You don't have to worry about yichud. You're not worried that one of the men is going to come into the inner room where all the women are and have yichud with them, because when the men are in the outer room, they'd have no reason to go into the inner room. If they ever need to go anywhere, they just would go straight out the door. And if a woman goes into where the men are, a woman would have plenty of reason to go where the men are. Why? She's got to get out. So if a woman would go into the outer room, you don't have to worry about that, because one woman and many men is totally fine. You're allowed to have yichud with one woman and many men. That's what our Mishnah said. But anashim yibifnim, if you have men in the inner room, v'nashim yibachutz, and women in the outer room, choshin mishum yichud. That's aser, because you have to be worried that maybe one of the men is going to want to leave, and when he's leaving, he's going to pass through where all the women are, and that's a problem of yichud. In a braisa, we learned the exact opposite, that when men are in the outer room and women are in the inner room, that is a problem of yichud, because we're afraid that one of the men is going to go inside where the women are and no one's going to notice it, because the other men will just think he went outside. They're not going to realize. But when men are in the inner room and women are in the outer room, you're not worried about yichud, because there's no problem if one of the women sneaks into the inner room, because there are so many men there. And even if one of the men goes out through the outer room where the women are, that's not going to be a problem of yichud, because he's always going to have in the back of his mind that another man might be coming out at any moment. So it's not going to be a problem of yichud if one of the men goes from the inner room to the outer room where all the women are, because he's always going to be thinking that some other guy might be coming any minute. Amar Abaye, Hashtadam Rav Kana Achi. Once Rav Kana says that when men are on the outside and women in the inside, it's not a problem of yichud, but when men are in the inside and women are on the outside, it is a problem of yichud. V'tanim asnisa ibcha, and the Braisa said the exact opposite. We should be machmir in either case. Whether men are the ones in the inside or men are the ones in the outside, it doesn't make a difference. We're machmir in either case. Abaye dair gulfi. Abaye would set up rows of jugs, of clay cheres, of pottery between men and women, as like a mechitza between men and women, so that if someone wants to pass through, you'll hear the sound of it rattling, so that you can't sneak out easily. It's like those stores that have like a bell on the door, so to stop shoplifters, that you'll know anytime someone comes in, and also so that they can know when a customer walks in, so you know anytime someone comes in and comes out. Rava dayer kana. Rava would set up jars between men and women also, so you'll always hear the sound. Amar Avin, Sakva Deshata Rigla. The weakest time of the year in terms of these kinds of averos is Yontif, because that's when men and women all get together, they all come to the shir, to shul, and they all hang out outside of shul afterwards. So the most challenging time with men and women issues is the time of Yontif. So main point number three, we have a machlokas, whether it's a yichud problem when men are in the outer room and women in the inner room, or vice versa. So we're machmir in both cases. Machlokas, whether it's a problem when men are in the outer room and women in the inner room, or vice versa. So we're machmir in both cases. Now the Gemara brings another story about Yetzer Hara and overcoming Taiva. Hanach Shav Yusa, Da'asai L'Narda. There were certain captives that were brought to Narda. Askinu l'bei Rav Amram Chasida. They brought them to the rooftop of Rav Amram Chasida. V'ishkulu darga mikamayu. And they took the ladder from between the bottom floor and the top floor away, so that no one should be able to go up to that rooftop and have yichud with all these women. When one of the captives passed by the opening between the bottom floor and the top floor, Nafal Nahora bi'ipuma, a big light came into the house through that skylight, through that opening in the ceiling, because she was so beautiful. It was like her light shone into the bottom floor. Shakli Rav Amram Ladargo, Rav Amram took the ladder. It was such a heavy ladder, 10 people wouldn't be able to lift this ladder. But Rav Amram was so taken by this woman's beauty that he had this incredible adrenaline rush that he was able to lift this giant ladder, and he lifted it all by himself because of his great taiva for this woman. Salik Vazil, he started climbing up the ladder in order to be with this woman. When he got halfway up the ladder, ifsach, he stopped going up and he spread his feet apart to stand in one spot on the ladder to overcome his yetzer. He sort of like girded himself and, you know, strengthened himself. Ramakala, and he raised his voice. Nura be Amram, there's a fire in the house of Amram. Because he knew if he screams fire, people will come running. And then he'll be too embarrassed to do anything, so he won't violate the Avera. Asu Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon came running to the house to try to put out the fire, but they saw that there was no fire, and they understood what he was doing, that he just needed a crowd because he was embarrassed about doing this, because he was about to do this Avera. So Amr Le, the Rabbanon said to Rav Amram, Kisaftinan, you embarrassed us, because now everyone's going to say that Talmidei Chachamim have these like terrible titles for women, and it's, you know, it looks terrible that you have such a yetzer hara for women. Amr Lahu, Mutav Tikasu Be Amram V'Alma Adain, said, I'd rather my be embarrassed in this world V'lo Tikasu Minei V'Alma Dasi, and not to violate an Aver which is going to cause me much greater embarrassment in the next world. So once we quote this Maisa of Rav Amram seeing how a tzaddik could have such a yetzara, says my Aspe'e Aspe'e Rav Amram was so upset at his Yetzer Hara, he took a shavua that the Yetzer Hara should leave him. Nafak minei, the Yetzer Hara left him, ki amudu dinura, and it left like a pillar of fire. Amar le, Rav Amram said to the Yetzer Hara, Chazi, take a look, da'at nura v'ana bisra, you're fire and I'm just flesh, v'ana adifna minach, but I'm better than you, I managed to overpower you, even though normally fire burns flesh, I was able to overpower you. The Gemara brings another story about the Yetzer Hara and Taiva that a person could have. Rav Meir of Mitzosis Bovei, Rav Meir used to mock and make fun of people who had a terrible Yetzer Hara, and he would say that, you know, come on, what's the big deal? You should be able to overcome Yetzer Hara. Yom Echad Idmilei Satan Ki'itza. One day the Satan appeared to him like a woman, Bahach Gisa Dinahara, standing on the other side of the river. V'lava Mavra, and there was no boat or bridge to pass over the river. Nakat Mitzra V'ka'avar. So a mayor took a rope that was spread on both sides of the river, and he started to tightrope it across the river in order to get there, to get to that woman. Kimata Palga Mitzra. When he got halfway across Shavke, the Yetzara left and the taiva wasn't there anymore. Omar, the Satan, said to Rabbi Meir, Ilav de Kamach Rezi Birakiev, not for the fact that they were announcing up in Shemayim, Hizaru b'Rabbi Meir v'Torasso, be careful with Rabbi Meir and his Torah, Shavise l'damach tarti ma'i, I would have caused you to do an Avera and you would have, your blood would have been worth 2 cents, meaning I would have succeeded in causing you to do an Avera. Even the holy Tana Rabbi Meir would have had such a Yetzer Hara that I would have caused you to do an Avera. Rabbi Akiva Avim Islotzeitz Bover Avera. Another story. Rabbi Akiva used to make fun of people who have Taivos and violate Averos. And he would say that if they wanted to overcome the Yetzer, they would have been able to. Yom Echad Idmile Satan Ki'itza Beresh Tikla. One day the Satan appeared to him like a woman on top of a palm tree, on top of a dekel tree. Nakte L'dikla, Rabbi Akiva grabbed the dekel tree, V'kasalik V'azil, and he started climbing up the dekel tree in order to get to this woman. Kimata lepalgi didikla, when he got halfway up the dekel tree, shavke, the Yetzer Hara left him, and he didn't have a taiva for the Avera anymore. Omar, the Satan said to Rabbi Akiva, Ilav de Machrzi Berakir Yizaru Rabbi Akiva Vitoraso. If not for the fact that they were announcing up in Shemayim, leave aside, be careful to Rabbi Akiva and his Torah, Shavise the Damach Tarti Mai. I would have made you worth 2 cents, because I would have succeeded in causing you to do the Avera. Now the Gemara brings other stories. Playmo Avaragila Meimar. Kol Yoma Gira Be'enid the Satan. Plema used to say every day that arrows should go in the eyes of the Satan, and I'd be able to overpower the Satan in order to push the Satan away. Yoma Chad Mala Yoma de Kippure Hava. One day it happened to have been, what day? Erev Yom Kippur. Idmi Le Ka'anya. The Satan appeared like a poor person. Asa Kara Bava. And he came knocking at the door to ask for tzedakah. Apikule rifta, so he brought bread from the house. Amarle, the Satan said to Plemo, Yoma kia idna, a day that's important as this, Erev Yom Kippur, kuli alma gavai vana abrai. Everyone's eating inside the house, and you brought me bread, but I'm going to eat outside. And he wanted Plemo to invite him in. Sa'ele, the kariva le rifta. So Plemo brought him into the house, and he put bread on the table in front of him, and he put bread in front of him, but he still didn't sit him together with everyone else in the family by the table. Amarle, so the Satan said to Plemo, Yoma kia inna, a day like this, Erev Yom Kippur, kuli alma ataka, v'ana l'chudai, everyone else is around the table, and I have to sit alone? Asyuhu, Osvu ataka. So he came and he brought him and he sat him around the table. Have a Yosef Malei Nafshe Shichna Vikivi Ale. The Satan was sitting there and he filled his whole body with boils and cuts and pus pouring out of these pimples and things. Vava Ka'avid Be Mili Demais. And he was doing all sorts of gross things. Amrulai, so the Bnei Habayis, the people in the house, said to the Satan, Tiv Shapir, sit there and be nice, have some manners. Don't like gross us out with doing these awful gross things. Amarle, the Satan said, Havile Kasa, pour me a kos. Yavale Kasa, they gave him a kos. Ichmar Shadabe Kicho. So he spit a phlegm into the kos. He coughed up phlegm and spit it into the kos. So phlegm from his coughed it up. So Nacharube, they got angry at him. Shako umis, and the Satan made himself like he died. He pretended to die. So Shamu Dava Ka'amri, the Bnei Abayis heard that there was rumors going around in the city that Plemo Katal Gavra, that Plemo killed a man. Arak, so Plemo ran away because he was afraid that he was going to be put in jail for killing a man. Vitasha Nafshe Besakise, and he hid in a bathroom that was outside of the town. Also, what do we know from earlier in the Masechta, what happens in the Besakise? In the Besakise, there were a lot of shadim, right? Azal Basre, the Satan chased after Plemo to the Besakise. Nafal Kameh. And he fell in front of Plemo again, pretending like he was dead. And Plemo was very upset. When the Satan saw that Plemo was so upset, he revealed his identity to him. And he said, oh, it's just me, the Satan, the whole time. I don't really die, it was just me. So Amalei, the Satan said, senior prank. So the Satan said to Plemo, my time on Martachi. Why did you say Gira Beina the Satan? I wouldn't have gone after you if you didn't always mock me and every single day say arrows in the eyes of the Satan. The Satan has feelings too. I don't like hearing arrows in the eyes of the Satan every day. So so Plemo's like, that's your job. So I'm supposed to try to defeat you. You're like the Sutton is like the Washington Generals. The Harlem Globetrotters are supposed to win. So you're supposed to lose. What am I supposed to say? What do you want me to say? So Amalei Lema Marachmana Nigar Be Satan. You should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be angry at the Satan or should let you overpower the Satan. But you shouldn't say arrows in the eyes of the Satan. So the next story the Gemara is going to tell is about a tefillah to save yourself from the Satan. But I guess the last main point would be even the holiest Tanaim had a difficult time with the Yetzer Hara and with the Satan. Okay. Question.